Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Joining us on the show this evening is...
And I'm Atelia Harrow.
Ooh, what's that? That sounds well practiced. Please, come in.
Well practiced.
It's all yours. I'm going. Done.
No.
Right, so we're going to get to talk to you about, we're going to talk about yoga, we're going to talk about music,
a whole
bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, a quick announcement. We have a giveaway. It's Spotify Friday. We're giving away Spotify stuff. Mm-hmm. What's in the bag?
We're giving away a tote bag, sunglasses, 3-man premium pass, as well as Spotify mug. Now, to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us, according to the Guinness World Records, who is the most successful female recording artist of all time? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well. Mm-hmm.
I know the answer too. Go
it's
on.
Atelia.
Right, Atelia, where do we start? So I said to you earlier on before we came in, we have a stalker sheet. So singer, executive producer, songwriter, actress, model, and now a yoga instructor.
Yes.
That's an interesting career movement.
I know, like, right?
You're Tai Chiing all over the place.
Yeah, well, I started off as a producer and doing TV commercials and la la la. And then while I was doing that, I was working on my first album. And then after that, did a couple of shoots, did some commercials. And yeah, because I love to dance, I love to sing, and I love to act. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So I did a lot of things with that. And then after that, yoga came and I quit my job. And everything's good now. So I'm still doing the things that I love, which is singing.
Right.
And now I'm adding yoga onto it. So it's basically working for... I don't feel like working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's just life. You're
it's
enjoying
just
life.
I'm just going like la di da di da di da.
And everything's kind of dropping into place.
Yeah, and I get paid.
Don't we all want that?
Don't we all want that? Indeed, it's not bad at all, is it? And you say you just dropped into yoga, yet you have what 7 locations for this place all over the Klang Valley.
Yeah, it's called Yoga One That I Want, and we started about 2 years ago, and I've been practicing for about 11 years. So I never thought of opening a yoga studio. Because I've always loved being a student.
Right.
But then my business sense came and said to myself, if I open a yoga studio and I get a whole lot of teachers, I need to pay them.
Right. Mm.
So if I teach, I don't really have to pay myself. I just get the profit from the end of the month or whatever.
Yeah.
So other than that, when I started teaching, I also noticed that it's easier for me to convince people because people already, some of them know me, know Atelia, who Atelia, blah, blah, blah. And then another intention I had was to get the Muslim society come and start yoga. Because there is a belief that yoga is always linked to religion. So I wanted so much to prove that it's
right.
Not, yeah, it's all your intention and whatever. We just want to sweat and have a good time. And yeah, and then we've been having a good time for the past 2 years. And I think because of that, we've been spreading quite rapidly. So we've got 7 studios all around Klang Valley. And I teach in all studios, so I try to go every day. And I'm trying to get your office people to come to you.
I know, right?
Finally! Yay!
So we do that as well. I go to corporate companies. Uh-huh. I go to other studios as well to teach. And every Saturday at 7:30 a.m., I organize this thing called Free Yoga Fit, where we have free yoga sessions in 3 different parks, which is in KLCC, in Taman Tasik Shah Alam, and also very close to you guys, which is the Central Park in Bandar Utama.
We should go, Rich.
You say that, yet we have a gym downstairs. And how many times have you been to that gym downstairs?
Quite a long time.
About as many as I've been, right?
No, more than you, definitely.
More than you. Here we go.
Well, I mean, we want to try yoga one day.
For sure, yeah. I know one of our interns is quite heavily into yoga. Hugo does it quite regularly every morning.
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow.
Why do you think he's so zen all the time?
Yeah.
it's either that or something he's smoking, but we don't know. We'll just ask him about that a little bit later on. Anyway, folks, just a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We have a giveaway, as we said, Spotify Friday. We're giving away a three-month premium pass, a tote bag, pair of sunglasses, a very cool mug. Answer this question for us.
Now, according to the Guinness World Records, who is the most successful female recording artist of all time? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
And just a reminder, if you did get an SMS from us about email updates, about joining our BFM community, it's not spam. We're sending it out on purpose. If you don't want to receive it, send us a message back and we'll take you off the list. All right? Mm-hmm. Simple as that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Attilia very shortly. Talking about music, maybe? Not so much yoga this time. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
See.
I'm doing my downward dog. I'm out of here.
Oh,
it is
really
BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Over
and
here we have...
I'm Attilia Haran.
She's with us all the way through until the end of the show. We've got some silly stories coming up shortly for News from Page 2. And of course, Smarty Bants. Our giveaway this evening is Spotify swag. Answer this question that the lovely Adeline is going
to
ask.
Now, according to the Guinness World Records, who is the most successful female recording artist of all time? Now, send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as well.
See, nice little setup there. We're asking about female artists. Let's talk about your music career. Where did it start? How did it happen?
Well, my mom's a singer still, and my grandmother used to sing and dance and act as well. So it's all in the family. And then...
So tell people at home who your mom is first.
My mom is Salamia Hassan.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
And then I was never allowed to sing though, because...
What?
Yeah,
why?
She wanted me to finish my studies. So she said you have to go to school.
Oh, typical parents lah.
Yeah, typical parents. So you have something to fall back onto later. You'll always have your voice for the rest of your life, but you have to have... Blah, blah, blah. So that's what I did. I got my
It sounds like you paid a lot of attention.
Of course. So I got my secondary education all sorted out, and I went to mom and I said, Ma, so can I sing now? No, you have to go get a diploma or a degree. So I'm like, oh my God. So that's what I did. And then I took up advertising because that was the easiest. Really?
Why not take up pick up music?
She's getting to that. Come on, there's a story.
Wait. Yeah, so... Actually, I wanted to pick up music, but you have to have either A-levels or good results from SPM. But my results were good, but my Bahasa Malaysia was not that good. So I couldn't enter UITM at that time. So I had to do STPM, which is Form 6.
Right.
2 years of school, and you sit for one exam at the end of the year. Obviously, I failed.
Right.
So I couldn't get into UITM doing music. So I went to Lim Kok Wing. At that time, it was still in Jalan Tun Razak, so this was a long, long time ago. Lim Kok Wing and did my advertising, happy, la-di-da, went back to mom and said, so, I got my degree, okay? Can I sing now? No, you've got to work.
Oh, ayo. You need to see some real world action.
Yeah, you need to earn your own money and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, okay.
You felt cheated, right?
I felt so cheated. But I did it for 10 years though, because I was having a lot of fun in production.
Uh-huh.
And I learned so much in production. I learned how to like manage people, how to like control problems or whatever, whatever. And then while I was doing that, I met Ruslan Aziz. Mm-hmm. So Ruslan Aziz to me is the best producer because he came up with amazing stuff. And then I worked on Sangka, my first album, which took me a long, long, long time because we didn't have a lot of money to actually pay musicians. I wanted real musicians. I didn't want to sample my music, so it took us years and years to finish up Sangka. So when that was done, I quit my job.
Right.
Very difficult step for me. I cried for a week because I was already earning good money. I could pay my house. I bought a little house already by then, and I got a little car, so I was secured. I could pay for those, and I didn't know I was going to get shows or not. But I went into it anyway, and I'm glad I did. And then, and I picked up yoga along the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then here I am in BFM.
So where's the music career at now then? Well, we've got
I've got my third album coming up soon
right?
in May.
Yeah.
And I've got my first single out already called Aku Curiga. My second single will be coming out real soon called Segalanya. So I produced this one myself as well as my second album, because that's what I learned from Ruslan Aziz, from producing my first album. And then, yeah, other than that, I've also been producing concerts.
Oh.
So we finished a concert. We just produced a concert a month ago called Malam Nada Biru, a concert that did not have any sponsors whatsoever. I'm very, very, very proud of that fact, because a lot of people think that you can't do anything without sponsors. Hey, people are still there to buy tickets.
Right,
so as long as you got that... you know, you're fine.
And I, as much as I work for a radio station and our money comes from sponsors and advertisements, mm-hmm. I agree with you, you know. I think the world would be a much better place if we didn't have to have sponsors and advertisements.
That's true.
You know, because it's like you talk for 10 minutes, you have to play some ads. You talk for 10 minutes, you have to play some ads.
This is how we get paid, right?
Yeah.
If you have to put something on stage covering the singers and the singers don't really matter anymore, but your product, that is wrong to me.
Right, because
the quality of the concert is not there anymore.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, I had this
agree on advertising. You still need to advertise and you still need to get money from people, but the people who's giving you money has got to have their limits.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if we look at this and we kind of pull out this for a little bit of an idea, right? When you look at like Formula One racing, for example, and you look at the advertisements on the side of the cars and you see the suits that they wear with their sponsors on, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't we do that with politicians? Get them to wear suits that have like who sponsors them?
Wouldn't
that be a good idea? You know, because then you'd know which side they're on. You know, you'd know who's funding them.
Yeah.
But we could do it that way. But, you know, I agree with what you're saying. You know, I think first and foremost, the artist and the music should come first. It should not matter who's paying the money to help get them there, right?
Correct.
Because it's people, they're there to see the artist.
Exactly.
They're not there to see the people who've supported the artist to get them there, right? You know, so how did you fight for this then? How did you manage to do it all without sponsors?
Obviously, because I couldn't get sponsors.
Right. That's right. You're like, right? They don't want me. I don't want them either.
Okay, fine, whatever. So what we did was we charged tickets, and even my families, my friends who are asking me, this is very typical. No free tickets, no com. You need to pay. It's only 80 ringgit, and this is really awesome lineup. You've got really, really amazing singers, very good musicians, and quality concert.
Right.
So we did it for 2 nights in Istana Budaya, and we managed to pay everybody, and we made a little bit of money. But satisfaction is like,
for
whoa.
Sure.
We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? And the artist got paid and everything. Yeah, so everybody's happy.
Everyone's happy, and
that's
managed to put on a really, really good show.
Who was performing then?
Myself, of course.
Of course.
Me, my mom, Adiba Noor. We have Najwa Maya, then Jacqueline Victor, Dina Nazir. There were 8 of us. Datin Paduka, Julie Sudero, and another one was Yusni Hamid. So 8 R&B jazz singers.
Right. That sounds like a great lineup.
Yeah.
And it was busy.
It was. We had.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, so very quickly, just before we move into the next break, this album that you've got coming out shortly, what's it called?
The song is called Aku Curiga. Aku Curiga. It's actually a remake of my mom's old song. I'm a serial remaker of my mom's
borrower.
Songs. Yeah, but because I always think to myself, who's going to do her songs if it's not me? Mm. And her songs are really, really nice songs. And she used to sing like really quality jazz, R&B songs. And this particular Aku Curiga song was not really popular. But I had my eye on it. I had my ears on it when I first heard it in the 80s. I told myself, I'm going to re-record this song one day. So yeah, the third album came and this was the chance for me to record this song. So it's actually a remake. And it was written by Simon Justin Leo. And I produced it together with him. And it's a fun song. I think it's quite a catchy song. But the best thing about the song is actually the video, because I got all my friends, all my celebrity friends, to do it for free.
I like how it goes. Everything is free.
This sounds like one of those movie shoots where they go, yeah, we got no budget, lad. Can you come help?
Yeah, please. You're going to look so beautiful in it.
Of course.
You look like, you know, like J-Lo. And you're like, okay, cool.
So who's in the video?
Sezzy, Dinaz, Aisha, Daphne, Serena. I'm going to die if I forget one of them.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
But the other one as well. We'll not forget
as well.
That.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Right. All right. Right, folks, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back, of course, with Attilia very shortly. We've got news from Page 2 coming up shortly and, of course, Smarty Pants. Don't go anywhere. A quick reminder, though, 016-201-9000. We're giving away a Spotify swag bag.
That's right. So just answer this question. Tell us, according to the Guinness World Records, who is the most successful female recording artist of all time? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
We'll give you the answer to that at the end of the show, of course. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Don't go anywhere. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Atilia Haran.
There you go. Right. So we've got news from page two coming up very shortly. Quick reminder though, 016-201-9000. We're giving away Spotify swag. It's a goodie bag. It's a 3-month premium pass. There's sunglasses.
Spotify mug. Yeah. What else? Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Go on then.
All right. Just answer this question. Tell us, according to the Guinness World Records, who is the most successful female recording artist of all time? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as
that
well.
That bit's important. Right.
Important.
Important. Have a listen to this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Me first.
Go on then.
Okay, my story.
Yes.
It's all the way in the UK.
Oh, okay, right.
Back so we're going.
We're going back to my hometown. Okay.
Back to your hometown. Mm-hmm. Now, this mother. She splashed out £40,000. Okay, just to look like her own daughter.
What?
£40,000 on plastic surgeries, everything, Botox, just to look like her own daughter. And her daughter is 37 years old.
And the daughter has surgery.
No,
well?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, she said that, you know, she kind of lost, the mother said that, you know, she kind of lost her youth. And she said, every time when she looked at the mother, she's like, I used to look like her back then.
I get it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and she, obviously, she lost her husband.
Right.
So, you know, midlife crisis. You
but
know?
She spent £40,000.
£40,000 on plastic surgery.
That's what, 200,000 ringgit?
Yeah, about that. Actually, it's more than that. Oh, yeah, actually.
She should have gone to Thailand. Like, really?
Very cheap, right?
2,000 ringgit for boobs.
Ayo.
Like, serious. Only.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I've always fancied a pair of boobs.
Just look like your daughter. Why? And then now, you know, she used to go out with her daughter until, I think, the past few months, the daughter stopped going out with the mother because she felt insecure. Every time when she walks out on the streets, people say, wow, you guys look like sisters.
Yeah, but they're just being friendly.
And they can't spot a difference.
Oh, right. Okay, to be fair, you sent me the link yesterday and I had a look at the pictures. And
did they look the same?
The mother looked younger than the daughter.
Who's the mother? Who's the daughter?
This one's the mother, this one's the daughter.
No,
it's the other way around.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I would freak out if my mom does that.
Right, so what we're going to do, folks, is we'll post the link to this story on our Facebook page so you can take a look.
You guys have to see it, okay?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I looked at it last night and I'm like, there's no way that's the mother.
Yeah. You
know, she does look younger, though.
She
does.
The mother gave birth to her when she was 10.
You know what she said? The mother said, my goal was to look like Jane, which is her daughter, because I created her.
Right.
So really, she had a similar look to me and I didn't have a long way to go.
Okay, then. So let's throw this question out there, Adeline. When you're a little bit older and you have your own daughter, you know, at some point during your long lived life, is this something you would ever consider?
No, I had my fair share of looking hot. So as
I love your answer, girlfriend.
Snap. Okay, but what happens when you get to like 57, 67?
We have apps for that.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
You can go for yoga. You can live healthily fit. Just to age gracefully.
There you go.
This is true.
I'm actually
75.
Really?
But because of yoga, I look 21.
That's true. I mean, I'm 90, actually. I celebrate my 91st birthday this year. Mm-hmm. And that's all because of nasi lemak.
I thought you were with me, you know, in the studio every night. That's why you look younger, because I'm younger than you.
I absorb hotness via you. Is that right? Like osmosis.
Hotness, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
It's no wonder you've got a big head, is there? Come on.
Not as big as yours.
It's true. Right, moving on. My story is about Lego. So I know this will appeal to Uma. It's about... let's look at... You remember this story not too long ago? It was about Barbie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how Barbie had these unreal measurements and she didn't look like a real woman and her waist was too small, her legs were too long, and if she was a real woman, she'd look like a weirdo. Right? Because the measurements are not right.
They had some girls, they actually tried to look like Barbie.
Some Russian, Ukrainian woman or whatever.
Ugly,
you know.
That's scary.
So what they did is there was so much feedback that the people behind Barbie, Mattel I think make it, you know, they recrafted her in the image of a real woman. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she had the correct measurements. What Lego have done is kind of moved around with that idea. They're not doing a Barbie, but what they've done is they've created new figures to kind of represent modern society.
All right.
There's things like a stay-at-home dad, a working mum, all of these kind of stuff to kind of reflect, you know, where we are
what's
in today's
society. Uh-huh.
Correct. But this to me feels a little bit like, okay, now we feel as though we need to do it to be politically correct.
Yeah.
Right? It's like putting in a token black man or a token Asian or you know, somebody wearing a tudong or whatever, just so everybody is inclusive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
It feels a little bit like they're doing it.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit forced.
Yeah.
You know, they've got people with disabilities and one thing. And I understand what they're trying to do. And I get the kind of overall arcing idea behind it. But I just think, I don't know, do kids in Lego really care? They don't, do they?
No.
They don't care if it's a stay-at-home dad or if it's a mum going to work. They just want their Lego
figure. I'm not sure, though, because I have a friend who's a really Lego freak fan person. And
right.
I think he would appreciate
it. He would, for sure.
Yeah, but there's just like one of him in 10.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And most people who play with Lego are kids.
Exactly.
They're not really going to care.
Yeah.
Uma play with Legos.
That's what I said, kids.
Yeah. You know,
he knows I'm joking. Anyway, I think it's a good idea. I just feel as though it's a little bit forced.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thrust on us a little bit.
You'll never stop because it's going to go on and on and on and on and on.
Just for no reason. Anyway, folks, we're at that time where it is a little bit of Smarty Pants, and it sounds a little bit like this. Have a listen.
Smarty pants.
So, Attilia, let me ask you a question. Competitive, are you?
Very.
Very. Good.
I can tell.
So, the idea behind this then is that there's 3 minutes, 30 questions, answer as many as you can. If you don't know it, just say skip.
Okay.
Right, that's the trick. If you don't know it, say skip.
Can I just give a stupid answer?
You can give whatever you want. Yeah, just try and get the right answers. Yeah,
all
right.
To the ones I don't know, I will.
Okay, right. So your 3 minutes start now. Which artist is always working and playing alongside Macklemore in all of his tracks? Is it Mark Ronson or Ryan Lewis?
Ryan Lewis.
The latest animation movie Zootopia was made by which production company? Was it Disney or Pixar?
Pixar.
It's the other one. Which country did Malaysia play at the very end of the Ola Bola movie? Was it Pakistan or South Korea?
South Korea, la hello.
British Columbia.
I didn't even see that movie.
British Columbia is a province located in which country? Is it New Zealand or Canada?
Canada.
What is the name of the convenience store in The Simpsons? Is it Stoppy Mart or Quickie Mart?
Quickie Mart.
In Sea Animals, men in grey suits is another name for what?
Shark.
Correct. WWE is an organization associated with which sport? Is it bowling or wrestling?
Wrestling.
What type of punctuation mark is at the end of the word Yahoo?
Exclamation.
Correct. What is the first name of famous YouTuber PewDiePie? Is it Ryan or Felix?
Felix.
Complete this movie and book title. The Girl with the What Tattoo?
Dragon.
Well done. What is the capital?
I wanted to see red.
What is the capital of Indonesia?
Jakarta.
Which Looney Tunes character made their debut in April 1937? Was it Goofy or Donald Duck?
Oh, this is a tough one.
It is.
Goofy.
No, the other one.
Ah.
What sign of the zodiac is represented by fish?
Pisces.
Correct. A Spartan represents what type of fruit? Is it an orange or an apple?
Apple.
Harvest Moon was a popular game that involves which activity? Collecting moons or farming?
Farming.
Penn and Teller are two famous guys who are very good at doing what? Is it dancing or magic?
Magic!
In the US, what is the capital of Michigan? Is it Detroit?
Detroit.
Or it's Lansing.
Really?
You should have listened for the last one. Right. Hani Farhana binti Muhammad Hatim is better known as which...
Hani Madu.
There you go. What is the name of the adult bulldog in the cartoon Tom and Jerry? Is it Butch or Spike?
Spike.
Pumped Up Kicks was a popular song by which band? Was it Codaline or Foster the People?
Foster the People, yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld used to be part of which TV sitcom?
Seinfeld!
What is the national fruit of New Zealand? Mangoes or kiwis?
Kiwis.
The longest tennis match in history played between John Isner and Nicholas Mahut lasted for how long? 11 hours and 5 or 12 hours and 23?
11 hours.
Yes. Birdie is a popular recording artist from which country? The UK or the US?
UK!
The 2022 World Cup is set to be held in which country?
2022?
Canada or Qatar?
Qatar, I think. Yeah.
The Bossa Nova dance originated in which country? Argentina or Brazil?
I think it's Brazil!
Correct! We are out of time. We got through 26 questions. We'll be right back with Attilia to find out how well she did after these messages. Please do not
go
anywhere.
I did very well.
She did. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Attilia Haron.
There we go. Just before the break, we had a whole bunch of dings as Attilia Haron was going through a whole bunch of questions. We'll find out how well she did.
Don't do that again, Richard.
I tried. I had to squeeze it out. We'll find out how well she did in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We're giving away Spotify swag. It is a tote bag, a three-month premium pass, sunglasses, and a mug.
Yes,
answer
correct.
This question.
According to the Guinness World Records, who is the most successful female recording artist of all time? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
We'll give you 3 minutes to get your answers in, and then we'll reveal the answer at the end of the show.
You got a frog in your throat.
Again, it happens every day around this time. Now then, let's go through some of the questions Attilia got wrong first.
Yes. So the first one, the latest animation movie, Zootopia, was made by
Disney.
Which... Yes, correct. Production company is Disney. Which Looney Tunes character made their debut in April 1937 is Donald Duck. And
can you do the Donald Duck voice? Can anybody do the Donald Duck voice? That's terrible. But carry on.
I don't know.
In the United States, what is the capital of Michigan? It's Lansing.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that too.
But now I do. Okay, so...
She's a genius.
Ladies and gentlemen, Attilia Haron scored 23 points.
Yay! Well done, Attilia.
I'm going to get the Spotify mark, no?
No, you don't get that. You don't get that.
Your name will be on our scoreboard.
All right.
For now. Right, okay. So, almost time to wrap up the show. We've got Silly Facts. Attilia, we're going to play your song at the end of the show. Is that all right?
Yeah, okay? That's very all right.
We'll do that then. Album coming out when? Do we know?
In May.
May.
I don't know. I don't have a date yet, but it'll be in May.
Okay, but we'll...
And where is you going to be performing?
I'll be performing in Alexis next month on the 15th and the 16th. So I hope to see you guys there.
Okay.
I'll be singing live and I'll be singing lots of my songs from the upcoming album.
Right.
And yeah, please come. And
I would ask for free tickets, but I know you're going to say no. And I think it's a good idea. Right.
Very right.
Okay, so silly fact for the day, Adeline, what do you have?
I have two.
Okay, give me two.
How many do you have?
I've actually got four, but I'll only give two.
Okay, so the first one, Guy Fawkes, is the reason why guys are called guys.
Okay, right, yeah, makes
sense.
The
second one, rats and horses can't vomit.
Oh, wow.
Okay, thank you. Lovely facts for the day then. Right. Okay, mine is you're more likely to be killed by a champagne cork than you are by a poisonous spider.
Huh?
Yeah, imagine that. And in ancient Greece, idiot actually meant a private citizen or anybody. So anybody that wasn't a scholar or a politician was an idiot. Yeah.
Oh.
Now it's the other way around. Anyway. Did I just say that out loud?
Yes, I did, right.
I'm going to get in trouble. Anyway, ladies and gents, it has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury. This has been Adeline Chung.
Yes, we haven't answered yet.
Okay then. So, other than Attilia Haron, the best-selling Guinness Book of World Records is
Madonna.
Yay! If you answer correctly, you'll be hearing from us very shortly.
True blue, baby, I love you.
Oh, say it to me again. Sing it. Come on.
Not for you.
You can't sing like a virgin, can you?
I like you. You're funny.
Attilia, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. It was
thank you for coming.
Fun. Thank you.
Absolute
so
pleasure. We will be back tomorrow, folks. Same time. No, we won't because it's Saturday tomorrow. Monday. We'll be back on Monday. Same time, same place from Deepest Darkest Bandit Atama. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.